This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. If you are among the tens of millions of people who live in a swath of America between Texas and Maine, you've probably uttered one of two words today in total exasperation. Snow, or ice, or both. From the Great Plains to the Northeast, a colossal winter storm has closed roads, highways, and airports, stranded travelers, and left hundreds of thousands of people without power. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
In many parts of the nation's midsection where snowstorms often fail to live up to forecasters' hype, this one did. The blizzard of 2011 will go down as one of the biggest ever.
Feels like the Twilight Zone because no one's driving. If you look on the sidewalks, no one has been walking.
That's Mel Olson in a nearly deserted downtown Milwaukee, where more than 15 inches of snow fell. To the south in Racine, it's 2 feet deep. And more than 20 inches of snow fell in Chicago, making that the third deepest snowfall on record in the Windy City. There are record or near-record snowfall totals in parts of Oklahoma, Missouri, Indiana, and Michigan. In upstate New York, plow drivers are running out of places to put the snow. National Weather Service Deputy Director Laura Fergioni says the historic winter storm covered more than 2,000 miles and 30 states.
We have 122 weather forecast offices across the U.S., and over 50 of our weather forecast offices had warnings out on this event. In fact, at one point in time, we had blizzard warnings stretching from Oklahoma City to Detroit.
The blizzard paralyzed travel across a huge swath of the country. For the second day in a row, more than 6,000 flights have been canceled nationwide. While many airports have reopened, there are still significant delays. Interstate 70 between Kansas City and St. Louis was closed overnight and into today, as was Interstate 44 from Springfield, Missouri, into Oklahoma. Drivers were stranded in whiteout conditions for hours on several Midwestern highways, including Interstate 94 between Milwaukee and Chicago, and along Lakeshore Drive in Chicago, where as many as 900 cars got stuck. Steve Petrovich was stranded there for nearly 12 hours and says he got very little help.
They didn't say anything. The cops weren't out. No one was out except the lone cop around 10 o'clock, and then they started showing up around 2 o'clock.
Chicago officials insist they did not make a mistake by not closing Lakeshore Drive earlier, saying a quick series of crashes in the late afternoon rush brought traffic to a standstill, and then many drivers got snowed in, unable to move. South of the heavy snowfall, the big problem is
ice.
Doug Smith lives in Canton, Ohio.
I woke up and I was like, ice everywhere. And I'm walking in it, so the safest place right now, this is actually walking on the street. I couldn't walk on the sidewalk. I already fell once.
That wide line of heavy ice, an inch thick or more in some places, knocked out power in a number of states. In Ohio, at one point this morning, more than 200,000 homes and businesses were without electricity. Another 100,000 in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Gusting winds of up to 70 miles an hour are slowing efforts to repair down power lines and blowing and drifting the accumulated snow. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.